joining me is Jasper Cannock, Trevor Francis, the star on Broad Street for Trevor Francis. Jasper, you're involved in the selection committee and all the rest of it. Why Trevor Francis?
Okay. I've been on the selection committee for about a year, and I've said we need to raise the profile of this because, you know, whoever gets an award, we have to make it an event. And if you're going to make it an event, you need someone who's really well known. And the criteria is, how famous are you, to a point? How entertaining are you? Are you nationally known? Are you internationally known? And of course, and what have you done for the city of Birmingham? Well, blimey, this bloke ticks every box three times over. He's a magnificent ambassador for the city of Birmingham. And he's loved in this city. I mean, but there's a lot of people think he's a Brummy that's had elocution, yes, and I'm going to have some as well. And so it's a no-brainer, Tom. Yeah. And I won't say it's long overdue, but I mean he's in there. He's in there with Tony Iommi and Ozzy Osbourne and Julie Walt. He's in there in his own right, and it's magnificent that, you know, we can do this. And it's going to be such a wonderful day because there's a touch of providence about this, Tom. The match against Nottingham Forest is perfect because he used to play for Nottingham Forest. So we can make it not just a day for Birmingham City fans, but for Nottingham Forest fans. And it's going to be called the Trevor Francis Day. And it's a no-brainer in every aspect.
You're good at this organising thing, aren't you?
I'm brilliant.
Trevor, I mean, I've known you a long time and you've had everything in your life. You've won everything, done everything. Where does this stack up?
Very high up on the list because I often am referred to, you know, as Mr. Birmingham City, which at times can be a little bit embarrassing because they've had some great players over the years. But, you know, I've played for many football clubs and managed a few as well. But this has always been my football club. And I think most people in the game understand that. Even the most staunchest of Nottingham Forest or Sheffield Wednesday or Sampdoria supporters, they always, you know, refer to me as being part of Birmingham City. You know, I came here as a 15-year-old when I was an apprentice and got into the first team at 16 and played for 9 years for the football club. Went away to Nottingham, Manchester City, to Italy, Glasgow Rangers, before I was asked to come back and manage the club in 96, which I did for 5 years, and it was a great honour. But apart from actually working for Birmingham City, you know, over the years, I've lived here for so many years. And in that period of time, I've made so many great friends. This has been a very much part of my life. Probably half of my life, I've lived in and around the area. You know, the majority of the time, I've lived in and around Solihull. But we shouldn't forget, as a 15-year-old boy, I was living in Stechford, in Dix, then Bordesley Green East, then to Neechels, before I was in a position where I could buy my own property in Knowle. I actually bought it off one of my teammates, Mike Kelly, who played in goal for Birmingham. So I feel that this is something that's really exciting for me. And I'm looking forward to the 29th immensely.
And you two have been great friends, you and Jasper.
We've been friends since the 1970s when I got to meet Jasper. I have huge respect for him. You know, I was asked recently, you know, when I think of, you know, Mr. Birmingham, you know, there's been some great people in this city. Who do I think of as, you know, Mr. Birmingham? I said, well, there's only one, that's Jasper Carrot. So, you know, apart from what he's achieved, you know, in his chosen profession, he's been a very, very close friend, and we've got great mutual respect. And over the years, I've come to recognise whatever Jasper does, he does it with a bit of style, he does it with quality. So that's another reason why I'm looking forward to the 29th. You know, when he said to me, would you like, you know, the opportunity to be the next, you know, Walk of the Stars? I said, well, you know, I didn't actually answer that. I said, of course, yes. But I thought it was a bit of a dumb question, you know. I mean, when you think, Tom, of all the times that I've been to these events, you know, I've been fortunate enough to be invited to, you know, to see my friends being honoured. People like Jasper, Bev Bevan, Tony Iommi, Gary Newborn, most recently Jeff Lynn. And when I was there, of course, I was thinking, I just wonder if ever the time will come when I get this opportunity. And little did I know, that Jasper and his, you know, colleagues on the selection committee were actually thinking of me. So I think you might have heard me said today that it's like any young boy growing up. If they like football, they want to be a professional footballer. You know, when Jasper asked me, you know, would I like to have this honour? Well, of course, it's a wonderful honour.
I mean, you've known each other a long time. People used to say you looked alike. I never saw it, but they always said you look alike.
We've come across that a lot, and like I've got one particular story which I can't tell because it's far too long. But people mistake Trevor for me, and they mistake me for Trevor. And
not on the pitch, they wouldn't.
Yes, they did. Yes, when I played for Hockley Heath Rangers, people used to go.
Do you remember? We all used to come and watch Trevor, yeah, and Mick used to come and watch him. Yeah, you had famous, yeah, footballers watching.
That's
play.
Right. Yeah, and they, and the crowd used to go, "Blimey, it's Trevor Francis." And but then when I was being sick at the corner flag, they thought, "Well, maybe not." But it is one of those things. Yeah, some people can see it, some people can't. But we've been very close friends for a long time, and somebody said, you know, what some Trevor up, and I just said, well, the word integrity, because he's just got loads of it, and he knows the effect that he has on people, and he never embarrasses them. You know, if they come up and they're red faced, he can put them at their ease because he cares, and he cares because that's integrity.
I think he's an adopted Brummie anyway. I know he's from Plymouth, but we've always felt around these parts that he's an adopted Brummie anyway.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know what Plymouth would have to say about that, but they've given him an award just recently. They made him a doctorate at Plymouth University. Yeah,
that was on Tuesday down in Plymouth, which was a great honour for myself. You know, sadly, my mother is no longer with us. You know, she died 2 years ago, and she would have been so proud to have been up on Plymouth Hoe. It's a big week, actually, you know, for Plymouth, and they chose myself. Fortunately, my father is still with us. He's 87 years of age now. He was there with my brother and sister, so there were three Janners there, and they'll be equally as delighted. Well, they actually know about this. Jasper swore me to secrecy, but I had to tell my father and my brother and sister because they had to start making plans, you know, to get hotels and things. So they're looking forward to it, and yeah, it'll be a good day.
It's going to be a great day, and
Dr. Trevor Francis.
Dr. Trev.
He can do cheaper.
The second doctor to play for Birmingham.
Is that right?
You'll know. You played with him in the 70s.
That was Ian Smith.
See? Well done, Trev. Hey, call yourself a blue nose.
Well, I thought you meant me.
Are you a doctor?
I'm a doctor. Doctor of Birmingham University. That was fantastic. I do cheap vasectomies if you're interested.
Well done, Jasper. And I suppose already you're thinking about the next one.
One of the problems with this year, I've been so busy because I'm on tour, but next year I've got a sort of a reasonably free year, and I've got two cracking ideas, and I'm just hoping that I can get both of them off the ground next year.
The two are going well. It seems to be sold out everywhere I look.
Everywhere in the Midlands is rock solid sold out. Apart from Dudley, there's about 50 tickets left at Dudley. And if anybody wants to make the trip to Skegness, there's 150. Well, there's more than... In fact, if you want to go to Skegness, to the Embassy Theatre, you can have your own balcony.
And your pal Jeff Lynn, you were down there. Both of you were at Hyde Park for an amazing gig. Everybody wants him to tour your pal, Jeff Lynn. I mean, he was wonderful when he came down for the do. What a day it would be if we could get him to perform here, Trevor.
Well,
at St Andrews.
It certainly wouldn't be down to Jasper and I to do that. He's got his own management team, but you know, we would love for that to happen because we were fortunate enough, as you say, last Sunday week to be invited to Hyde Park, and there was a special dinner afterwards that Jeff put on. It was great to see him, and he was just brilliant. I mean, I spoke to him 2 days after it, and he couldn't get over the reviews. He's never seen reviews like it, which, you know, is always important. You know, some people kid on that they're not interested in what the press say. Load of rubbish. Everybody's interested in what the press say. So he was delighted with that. Now, Chris Evans, when he invited him on, talked about a possible world tour. Now, Jeff will have his own plans.
Yeah.
You know, as much as, you know, we consider ourselves to be very, very close friends, Jasper and I, he would never, ever let on to us what his future plans are. But I would love to see him do a world tour. Of course I would.
He nailed it, though, at Hyde Park, Jasper.
Absolutely nailed it, yeah. I mean, he was just faultless. And I was reading some of the reviews. I mean, I don't know. I didn't know how much interest there was in Jeff. He keeps surprising me in the interest that there is in Jeff and ELO. And he just bowled everybody over, you know.
So now on to the 29th, Nottingham Forest, and just finally, Trevor, that's going to be an emotional day for you.
I think it will be. It's going to be a day that I'm going to really enjoy. Jasper's already started giving me one or two ideas, and you know, it's
like playing.
Yeah. It's very, very early days, Tom, but 2 months away, that'll soon go. It's going to be the Trevor Francis Day, which is something special in itself. Jesper's trying to organise, you know, for me to lead the two teams onto the field, which is also quite exciting.
How about that?
I
also have to reveal to you, this is secret, but he's already told me what the result of the match is going to be.
I've got a psychic friend.
Jasper, you and I used to pick each other up, we'd drive to watch this guy play. If you remember, loads of games used to go and watch him play. And he's the best ever at this club, isn't he?
Yes, in my opinion. He's the best player I've seen at this club, yeah. And I go back to 1955, you know. Obviously, Gil Merrick, and there was, you know, and Eddie Brown, and
Ali Gov, and all those.
Peter Murphy, all that. I mean, they were my gods because I was only 8, 9 at the time. But when you actually look at it, the most exciting player I've seen at this club is Trevor Francis.
And you'd have him playing now. I know why he would.
Well, wouldn't you just? You know, I wouldn't pay £1 million for him.
But seriously, it's a great honour, and you're going to. I think you'll be amazed at the reaction on the day as well. I think it's going to be awesome.
Well, Jeff Lynn was just taken aback when he had his award at the interest, and I think Trevor has had his eyes open today because of the interest. You know, everybody's here, and this was like literally, this was on what 24 hours notice max. In fact, it was. I only knew about the press thing here yesterday, about 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock. So we've organised all this inside, you know, 12, 18 hours, because it's Trevor Francis, and everybody wants a part of it.
Fantastic, guys. Well done, guys.